From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian warplanes continue to carry out strikes against targets in Syria. The strikes came even as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus instead on Islamic State targets. The Russian Defense Ministry said Friday its planes flew 18 missions over a 24-hour period, hitting 12 Islamic State targets, including several in and around the northern Syrian city of Raqqa, the Islamic State's de facto capital. In a statement posted on the Turkish Foreign Ministry's website, the U.S.-led coalition said the military actions constitute a further escalation and will only fuel more extremism and radicalization. The coalition that includes the United States, Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia has been carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State targets for about a year. Federal investigators have recovered a total of 13 weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in rural southern Oregon. Celinez Nunez is an agent with the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons, we currently have in custody. Six were recovered at the school. Seven were recovered at the shooter's residence.
Nunez said that all the guns were purchased legally and traced to the same firearms dealer. Police are attempting to determine why the gunman, identified as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, opened fire at the school Thursday, killing nine people and wounding seven others before being killed himself during an exchange of gunfire with police officers. This is VOA News.